Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend after the Nebraska basketball disaster on Saturday. We'll get to that here in a little bit, because Sunday, there was no Nebraska basketball to lose for the Huskers. I was in a better way yesterday. Wish you could have seen me on Saturday. I was not well.
The text messages were much less than what we're used to. I think because Jake had so much family in town, so he was busy.
I was busy
entertaining.
Yes.
All we really got was, I'm going to walk off a cliff.
I did say that.
I'm going to walk off a cliff.
I said that to a lot of people. I pasted that tweet to about 7 friends of mine. You guys,
and then there was,
and you guys.
Thank you.
Hold it here. I think I got something
well,
else.
Let me be clear. I couldn't text during the game much because for some reason, my service in PBA is just horrible.
Yeah. I know a lot of people.
I try to send a tweet, nothing happens. Try to send a text, nothing happens.
Right.
So I probably sent 3 things and never went through it. I just gave up saying, I'm not going to do this. But I had sent some texts that did not go through during the game.
Gotcha.
That's a common malady.
It's an issue.
There was something on Twitter by Jake that how I dumbed into this, I don't even know.
Twitter.
I was pretty much a disaster on Twitter.
This is from a day ago. I've watched the ending sequence of the Nebraska ball game 50-plus times because I like torture, apparently.
Yeah, I said that. I've watched it probably 50 more times since I sent that tweet. Just trying to go through and see what happened there.
I tell you what's pretty interesting now, and we had this conversation with some people the other day about how things are available. I talked to because I did not see any of it. I was trying to text to get scores from you guys late. And I was unavailable to see anything. I was speaking out in Kearney at a high school coaches clinic, which was great. But when I got done, Jake, I go, "What happened, Jake?" Jake goes, "Just watch the highlights."
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood.
Yes, I go, okay, hang on. So I just did YouTube Nebraska Minnesota highlights, and I had like a 6-minute reel.
Yeah.
Started from the start, and it took me right through the game in 6 minutes. I know exactly what happened. That was pretty incredible. And then the ending was, I didn't know that was how things ended. Now, Jake, you told me one thing that was 100% false. You said that Nebraska got up a 3-point shot and it wasn't even close.
Well,
that about went in. You said it wasn't even close. It hit the rim.
I was upset still the way it happened.
Yeah. Jake goes, "Wasn't even close." I go, "Oh, wow, it was really close."
I couldn't tell from my angle if it was close.
It hit the rim.
It hit the rim.
Yes.
We'll get to more of this in a second. I don't want to blow the whole thing early on. Idle chit-chat from the weekend. Sip, anything for you off the bat?
Well, there's a lot, yeah. But Bill's, we got to talk about sugar.
We do.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, this is pretty amazing. So obviously, Lori knew that I was taking sugar immediately to the ER.
This was last night.
Last night. And the first people I reached out to was Jake and Sip.
Oh.
Yeah, first of all, I said, "Hey, send prayers. We're in the ER.
This is hard to hear this.
Yeah, it was tough. Sugar had a... got majorly sick Saturday night, thought she kind of came over it. She was not. Sunday, she had another spell of session of vomiting. And then I couldn't. Then she just laid down in the grass outside, and I couldn't get her moving. And then when I got her up, though, I got her walking. Laura got her going. I mean, she walked right to the car, got right in, like, get me to a doctor. Yeah. And got right in down there to the ER down by the warm cookie place, kind of down there. Is that 9th Street? Would that be right? 9th or 10th Street down there?
Okay.
Kind of towards the penitentiary. Okay. They were incredible. But I guess told Jake, I said, Parkview vet, I was able to text him, and they text back. It was incredible. They text back, here's what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. And then they text the ER that I was coming in. And then Lily, who works there, was waiting for sugar when I got in there. And
these are hard times.
And the doctor, the vet that was there, was incredible. And we got her on a bunch of, got some injections into her.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, we got some injections into her and got her, and she got her little arm all wrapped up and stuff, but got some injections into her.
Sent her home.
And we were able to get home late last night, yes.
Sent her home.
Late last
night.
Did
she sleep at all last night?
She did sleep. We had 2:30. I was up with her.
Okay.
And we were out walking around the backyard.
She was walking.
At 2:30.
I didn't have a shirt on. A little chilly.
She was walking, though.
Yeah, but she was walking at that
That's
time.
A good
she
sign.
Went to the bathroom. And she did drink water when she got home.
That's a good sign.
So that was a good sign. But she wasn't too perky this morning yet.
But, can't imagine she would be.
Yeah,
but slowly come out of it.
Me and Sip have been through this before. You the panic that sets in because the dogs can't talk to you. And then also, it's just like, just do whatever it takes. Whatever you got to do. This vet was very good. Like, I don't think we need to do this, but if it continues tomorrow, this has to happen. It laid me out everything. But it wasn't like, okay, we're going to do this right now, because I don't think we have to do that yet.
No.
And so she was so good. It's incredible you have a dog ER.
I know.
And that you can get her to. And like I said, there was a young lady that helped me when I took sugar in there. She watched sugar while I did paperwork. And then when I left, the place was packed. There was 25 people in there and with like 9 dogs and cats.
I wonder if that's something to do with spring.
The guy told me, I asked the guy when I was checking out, and I go, what's going on? He goes, been like this all weekend. He said, I don't know if it's spring or whatever. He said, it's just really been rough.
I wonder about that.
Yeah, it was...
And I wonder if something's, who knows? What's
just the fact that we have a doggy, I don't know what I would have done last night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just got to wait it out.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, that was good. Then I went to Kearney, spoke at an event. That was great. Steve Sipple, you're up.
Idle chit chat for Sip. Busy weekend for Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You guys aren't that interested. I mean, we had to, I didn't have to. Sean does this in-state tour where he brings the best players from Omaha.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool deal.
Yeah, to Steve Warren's place. It was interesting to me.
Warren Academy.
Talk about it later. Yeah. We can talk about it more later. But it's the best
place. You were there with it?
Yeah.
Did you write on everybody or just
No,
kind of
I just wrote on Jet Tamala, who's the number one player in the state.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
What a great name.
Jet, his he's got, I'm gonna say, 7 offers. He won't get a Nebraska offer. Nebraska's not talking to him because it's the class of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Dayton Raiola committed. So Jet he understands it. But, you know, Iowa State has him number one on their board. Missouri's recruiting him. Michigan's coming. Duke, he's got good offers.
Those are really good offers.
Yeah. Then the number two player in the state is Donovan Jones' brother, Darion Jones. And I thought of you. In fact, I used you as a lead into a question.
What was the question?
Well, it's that when Bill says that he has those special teams meetings and he asks people to put up their hand if they want to return kickoffs, he gets a lot of hands. And then when they ask for people to stick up their hands if they want to return punts, there's not very many of those.
It's a different dude, the punt returner is.
He's that guy, though.
He's that guy. That's great.
Yeah, Omaha North kid. Now his brother's Donovan. Donovan Jones from Omaha North plays for Nebraska. Remember, he played a lot in the Pinstripe Bowl. I think he started.
I didn't know the name at all before the game.
Yeah, he had played only 4 games, or I think he played 4 games total. But this is his brother. Now, he doesn't have a Nebraska offer either, but they're talking to him. He doesn't have a ton of offers. The most interesting thing that happens, I think you guys, I'll just make you interested. There's a lot of recruiting that goes on now. Millard South came in, and you're only supposed to really bring your Division One athletes. Well, they brought 22 because they got 22 Division One athletes. Yeah, their football. Millard South is loaded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're loaded. When you see them, it does look like a small college team. I was thinking about like Columbus High back in the day. If we would have saw that, it would have been like, okay, this isn't going to work. They're loaded. That's Jet Tamala. They're loaded. So
that's a cool event.
That sounds like a pretty worky weekend for you, though.
I did was work.
There was no non-work at all for you?
No, Friday, long day. Saturday, long day. Sunday, long day. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
People might be amazed at times, because I would say this phenomenon, it's about once every 13 days, if that. Maybe I'm pushing that a little low, where everything lines up for me and Steve Sippel to both be free at the same time. Because I was driving, and you just went through a horrible quad injury.
I didn't hear about this. What happened?
Go through the quad injury. So anyway, I text Sippel.
Is this Planet Fitness situation?
And I was driving again, so I had to go to the lawyer of the Stars.
You had to go back to Grand Island.
I drove back to Grand Island because the lawyer of the Stars, Steve Mossman's dad, Leland, has passed away. And so his rosary was last night. So I drove back for that. But I got a hold of Steve. And there's times when me and Sippel, we might talk for like 45 minutes. Then there's also another 20 times where we talk for 30 seconds.
Right.
It's like something real quick, boom, boom, boom. And then one of us has to go. Usually it's you. You have a job. I'm usually the one that's like going, hey, hang on, Steve.
Don't leave
me here.
You
got things going on. Sometimes you got to go.
But anyway, last night things lined up. But the first thing when he calls, he goes, I got a bad situation. He goes, I'm down. I go, what happened?
It was bad.
He has a quad injury, and the pain level was 8.5.
It was rough.
What happened?
Yeah, tell him what happened.
Just the Hartley school thing. I mean, I got back from Omaha and went straight to the house because Bullet needed to walk. And the gate was open at Hartley School, so the playground's open. There's nobody there on a beautiful day. There's nobody. It's just me and Bullet had the run of the place. There was a basketball sitting out and a soccer ball. So I shot hoops for a little bit.
We need footage. I need footage so badly.
I'm driving by the Hartley Elementary School.
That Sip shooting basketball.
Hang on. Look at the two guard out there. Still got it.
The stroke's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's a soccer ball. And I was striking it pretty good. Yeah. I had those Mindell boots on.
Yeah.
So it has a strong toe.
Steel toe.
Which is probably one of the reasons I injured myself. But those big boots. So I was striking it pretty good.
You're kicking the ball against the wall?
No, they got goals.
It's Got it.
So I was hitting it into the goal, you know, full length of the field. It's a short field. I was doing pretty good. And then I thought, I'm going to Justin Tucker this thing. Yeah. I'm gonna hit
it. That's an interesting term right now.
Yeah. So you went with that one. That's a bizarre one.
I'm going to hit it.
When you first said that,
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I know what you mean by that, because that's not trending the right way. If you happen to Google Justin Tucker.
I know what you're
right
talking
now. Okay.
About. Justin Tucker, I'm going to hit this thing. I'm going to kick it like a field goal over the goal. I'm going to get some lift on it.
Yeah.
You're
by yourself.
And yes,
in elementary school. This is yesterday afternoon. Okay, keep going.
And I really hammered it.
Yeah.
But I heard the pop in my quad.
So you popped your quad.
I heard something. Yeah, I heard like a...
Yeah.
did you yelp like...
No, it was a problem, though. I mean, I had to...
When I talked to him, it was concerning. I was concerned because I go, oh, no. Oh no! If you pulled it, this is a ligament tendon.
I didn't watch you walk in. If you were limping today,
I'm
at all.
Not limping that bad. It was bad yesterday. I immediately got two Advil and it kind of tempered it. Then I took like four ibuprofen when I got home, and I iced it last night. As Bill said, first 36 hours you got to ice it. And I'd say I'm 60%. I don't think I could run right now.
I was pretty confused, and I said, "Hey, Sip, first thing, just please listen to me." Ice immediately goes. Really? That's what you do? I go.
You hardly acknowledge it. You go, you know that.
Yeah, you know that. like, do not put heat on
I
that.
I didn't want to, though. I didn't want to do
that. Yeah, if you next to say that, that's okay. And you told me you iced it, and I think you lied to me. Did you?
No, I iced it last night.
Okay.
I iced it last night for about an hour while I was reading. I did. I put an ice bag on it. It probably helped it. God's honest truth. So that's that, Jake. It was embarrassing.
Well, I'm glad that you're
feeling Jake, okay. How about your weekend?
I had a lot of family in town. It was full, a full house.
How long? Well, they just got here yesterday. I mean, got here Saturday.
One got Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Okay, so the house was full. Okay.
Full house.
The family.
The house got full Friday night around 8 o'clock, and then they departed around noon yesterday.
What was full mean? How many people were there?
So like 20, 10?
Well, I mean, full for the rooms. Mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and then two basic, so five people in the house.
Was the father-in-law?
No, he's farming up in Crofton right now. He didn't come down this weekend. So with us,
you did make it sound like there was 20. He made it sound
when you got a 1-year-old running around like crazy and a 4.5-year-old and a 10-month-old crawling. I mean, it gets pretty hectic in there.
Yeah,
it gets pretty hectic.
That's a lot.
We survived.
I agree with that. You're right.
No injuries. Nothing destroyed at the house. The house is, you know, I thought that might get torn down. Nothing happened in that regard. So that was a positive thing. It was a fun weekend, but it was very busy. Very busy.
I was very concerned about your beer intake. Because I asked Jake.
I don't think it was the beer. You only had like one.
Yeah. You had like one beer when I checked in.
Beer intake was somewhat low. I think I probably had 6 on the weekend, maybe, total. For the whole weekend, that's pretty low for me.
Yeah, that's
maybe
really
7,
low.
Maybe seven. But I had one at the game.
There's no drinkathon.
Didn't have a drinkathon this weekend, no. Yeah. I definitely had a couple, but nothing crazy. Yeah. So.
I wonder about this sugar thing, like this dog thing, if it's spring. I wonder, that full ER last night?
It was packed.
Spring. It strikes me as spring.
That struck me the most, Steve, was the look on everyone's face.
Yeah.
Everyone's just terrified.
That's horrible.
Because their dogs are there, they can't talk to them, and this every dog just looked like... And Sugar, by this time, I had to kind of carry her back, but this time she could walk. She did walk out. And usually if she sees another dog, she freaks out. She walked right by dogs within a foot of her. Kind of like,
sick.
Just kind of looked at her like, and she looked at him like, good luck, get in there. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're empathetic because you get sick and you know how it feels. So that's how she's
hopeless.
Feeling. Yeah, Bullet, the last time he was sick, it was about a 6-day deal.
It was terrible when she, Bullet really, but it was touch and go for a couple
days.
Well,
now that was back in the, when Bullet got real, I'm sick. Talking,
that, I, yeah. I was still, but I was at the ticket when that happened.
Yeah, now when Bullet got real sick, that was another deal. But since then, he's gotten some illnesses and he's lethargic, but he'll come out of it. And I'm guessing that's what will happen.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, new sponsor.
The chat.
Sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care.
This is incredible.
Andrew and the team are back. New month.
Why do you think I knew that, Jake?
I told you.
No.
Because he's in the garage? Because
he met me outside today. He goes, hey, real cool,
I'm
man.
Back.
You didn't give me the new code. So he didn't have the code to the garage. So I had to give it to him. I gave him the code. So he'll be there tomorrow. He's there right now.
He's working on the lawn.
Yeah, he's just kind of doing a lay of the lawn. He's doing calisthenics.
Do you have to tell your neighbors?
Yeah, I do. You're going to see a van parked out here.
It's okay.
Newton's Lawn Care every day.
He's a young guy.
He comes in. He has a desk in our office and kind of goes over his day.
New customers get 20% off.
20?
A 2025 fertilizer program. If you text the ticket to 402-440-6297 and you get a free quote within 24 hours. So again, text 402-440-6297. New customers, 20% off fertilizer, and a free quote within 24 hours. That's Newton's Lawn Care.
Is East Lincoln West helping his brother out?
He might.
Oh, I wonder, because he's retired.
He's retired.
He's retired.
How could he be retired?
Yeah, he's 26, retired.
Yeah. Wow.
Flying helicopter.
He's doing well for himself.
If you fly helicopters, you get to retire early.
He's retired.
What if we're going to go back up in a helicopter this summer? No.
I think we're going to pass that one. We had our one time with that. Saturday afternoon, Nebraska basketball was hosting a game that they needed to win, that they were favored to win, and they did not win. They played Minnesota, fell behind by as many as 19 points in the second half, took the lead a couple different times still with that deficit, but lose on a buzzer beater, which sounded like this on Saturday at PBA.
Inbound to Patterson, quickly ahead, Rigsby for three, it rolls home, 4.1 seconds to go, Gophers with the lead, inbound to Hoiberg, no timeouts, it's Morgan, his three, and Minnesota wins it.
It hit the rim, Jake.
67,
that's the
clay.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any foot-long on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any foot-long for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes foot-long snacks. Limited time.
The Gophers get the win over Nebraska in Lincoln.
It did hit the rim off the backboard again. I was so distraught from the three going in by Rigsby. I was in a really bad place at this point at the game. Really bad place. Really bad mental
place
at this point.
We had a text message because I didn't realize that Nebraska was down 19.
Yes.
And then Jake sent a text. He goes, I have an incredible story if we come back and win this. I did something.
Well, the story is this. So the moment Nebraska fell behind by 19, I said, I cannot be in these seats anymore. I got so pissed. I took Scotland around because she was getting fussy. I thought she was at the game. I said, I'm going to go walk around. And the entire time I walked around, here comes the comeback.
Here
Nebraska
it comes.
Chips away. Yeah. They chip away. They take the lead. I said, I can never go back to my seats. I can't go back. This is with, 13 minutes to go in the game?
Yeah.
I left the seats. I never returned.
And was there a text message at all from your wife?
No, she understood. She got... Because people said, where'd Jake go? She's like, well, listen, this is all about he left the game, left the seats when they were losing, and now they're doing well. He's not coming back.
So she knew.
No communication necessary. Mm. I'm walking around with a baby for basically a half
saving
hour
the day.
Plus.
Saving the Huskers.
A half hour plus. And I thought this is going to win the game for Nebraska. And then Rigsby hits the three. I was thinking about the euphoria I would have had if that three misses. They win the game by one. And I could be the reason why Nebraska came back and won because I left the bad vibe of the seats.
Where were you?
Around.
Where were you? What end of the PBA were you at when the shot went in?
I was in the southwest corner.
So you're watching from above.
It's probably about section 113, I want to say, that area above that.
Gotcha.
Standing. And I just walked around. I walked around like 17 times around the loop.
Wow.
Just kept walking. I kept walking because I had to get some sort of momentum, some mojo. And Nebraska falls.
And you did.
There was mojo. But it didn't matter because they lose the game by two. And now we're in major, major problem mode here because there's two things from this game. Number one, if Nebraska somehow does make the tournament, they will be in Dayton pretty much officially. They can't avoid Dayton unless they win the Big Ten tournament. And more likely than anything is they just don't make the dance at all because this was a loss we talked about. They could not afford. No, by the way, it appears that the loss to USC they had a month ago might now be a quad three loss. So that is affecting you also for your tournament hopes. Sip, you caught this in the moment.
I don't know where to start. I mean, that Brennan Rigsby had 20 points. He was averaging 4.9.
That was probably the thing that stood out the most. He had 20 points, averaging four.
I mean, that was a great shot he made at the end. Think about it.
He made five threes, five for six.
I mean, Patterson threw it ahead. He just stopped at the wing and nailed it. I mean, he had a pretty open look.
Imagine the locker room afterwards, like the Minnesota coach. Hey, nice game. Hey, thanks.
I mean, it was people don't like to hear this, but it was an entertaining game. I mean, it really was. It was interesting. Minnesota, I know you guys get so tired of me saying it, but the – Okay, first of all, we talk about Minnesota being the bottom. They have the same record as Nebraska in the Big Ten.
They're 7-11.
Yeah, Nebraska's 7-11. I get sort of irritated by people talking about Minnesota like they're so bad. They're the same record as Nebraska. Yeah.
Won a couple big road games.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good. They're way better than I thought they were. When you settle in and watch a game, it's a lot different than just catching some of their games, you know. When you watch it, they're as good as Nebraska.
Yes.
I mean, they are. Yeah. They have as many. They're pretty good. So, and their coach had them so ready to go.
Ben Johnson, former Nebraska assistant coach.
They're up by 19 with 15 and a half minutes to go, but they were up in the first half. What I would say to Fred is, why are your teams not ready?
Ooh.
Because
he had a quote about that. You want to hear that? Say the question again, Sip.
Fred, why are your teams not ready? How often does this happen, Jake, where they get down?
And how do you change that?
Yeah. Just we're emphasizing it. I promise you that. I, you know, you say that as a coach, but I promise you, we're emphasizing that stuff. And you know, the thing about our group that you know was disappointing in that game when you go out there and you get slapped around a little bit and get punched in the mouth is the body language, the head hanging, and you know, it makes you sick as a coach to see that lack of fight and urgency to get out of that thing until it's too late.
They were down a little bit.
Yeah, they were down 33. I mean, I was amazed. Patterson, we've talked about. What's his name, Jake? Something.
Lucy
Patterson.
Yeah, Lucy.
Hit a three, and they were up 30. They were up 33-17 in the first half, 3 minutes to go. Now, Nebraska closed hard, got it to 9, got it very manageable, but...
But the
they
arena
got down 33-17.
The arena looked incredible, though.
And the thing is, Dawson Garcia had 0 points at halftime. Dawson Garcia is averaging 19 and a half per game. Minnesota was up by 16 at one point. He said they're up by 9 at halftime, and he had no points. And we knew that. We said in the group chat, that's a problem.
It is, but it illustrates it. It illustrates what I'm saying. They're not bad. They can. It's not all Garcia. No. They have some guys, Bill. They're as good as Nebraska. I mean, I don't know how you could
that
say
is
they're not.
Minnesota's first ever win at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They've never won here before.
They were 0-9 before Saturday.
Never won here.
And they put it to Nebraska. That's what people were frustrated by. Like, how do you get down 16 in the first half? See, now here's the thing, though. The season's so volatile.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat Ohio State.
It could happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It wouldn't. It's been so volatile. So I don't count them out completely, Jake. They could go like you wouldn't have predicted Minnesota beating Nebraska, right?
No.
So why can't Nebraska? It's been volatile. They've been a strange team this year. Why not just go beat Ohio State? Now people yesterday were texting me saying you're crazy. They're not gonna. There's no way they're gonna win four straight games and make the tournament. Don't you think they'd have to win four straight now?
I'd say three straight for sure. They got to win. They need to win Ohio State and Iowa, and they got to win at least one game.
That's
in the
very
Big Ten.
Doable.
That's feasible, but
that's very
right
doable.
Now. Great job by Ellie this morning. I'm not saying that we couldn't be off on this, but she looked up DeCourcy,
Michael DeCourcy,
and DeCourcy, Nebraska's not listed anywhere.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
I thought he had him as a 10.
That was before. That was Saturday. Yeah.
This is prior to the game.
We had him as a 10.
Oh, he's out.
Dropped
They're
off
out.
That much.
They're out.
That's a quad 3 loss in March. You can't do that.
They're out.
That's what he had him.
Lenardi has him still last four in somehow. I don't get that.
Oh, Lenardi does. Okay.
Yeah, Lenardi.
But yeah, DeCourcy and Palm have them out of the dance, which I think is proper
right now.
This team.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't.
This team should not be in the dance right now.
Yeah, I look at Lenardi a little bit like going, really? Right now? Yeah, can they get in? Yeah, they can still get in.
They could play their way
back. Yeah, absolutely.
Not absolutely. Like, now, would they, if they won four, would you still put them in? I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I think you would.
Would you? Okay. So, the season's been so weird. There's no way I'd count them out. I mean,
Well, me and Steve talked about something that was incredible was that, thankfully, Michigan hit that shot against Rutgers. If they don't, Rutgers is ahead of them, right? Rutgers would have 8 wins right now.
There's still a path to Nebraska missing the Big Ten tournament. That does exist still.
There's still possibility.
If you lose your last two games, I mean, there's probably a great chance you don't make the Big Ten tournament. Now you have one of those games at home against Iowa, which We thought Minnesota was not a given, but right. a very likely win.
Very likely
didn't
win.
Happen.
Yeah, well, you can't say Iowa's and that's a given win.
And that's a weird game. 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday.
Totally agree.
Weird game.
Yeah, you cannot say, oh, they'll beat Iowa. No, yeah. You can't do that
no.
now.
No.
You can't do that now.
And Ohio State, they're not in. They're not locked.
They got to win
this game against Nebraska.
But I go back to when Nebraska had lost to Penn State. You said, okay, it's fine. Three of the last four games are at home. We're good. Keep in mind, at one point this year, Nebraska, going back to last year, had a 20-game home win streak. And now you have lost it at home to Minnesota, Rutgers, and USC. You did this to yourself. This is it's amazing what they had going, and all of a sudden, PBA magic has just died. They lose every time at home. They beat Illinois. That was a nice win.
That was their best
but
win.
But Michigan, they couldn't hit anything in that game. Minnesota, comeback is great, but then they lose on a buzzer beater. I mean, it's amazing how... This place was so hard to lose in. They've lost five
and
games.
And I was watching the highlights of it because I didn't get a chance to see it live. The place looked electric.
It was packed.
I mean, Jake, did you have the right clothing on?
Yeah, I was like...
Because it had to be... What stripe were you in?
I wore the juvenile jacket, which has now been bad luck twice in a row. So guess what? I'm not wearing that the rest of the year.
You know what the juvenile
unless it's after a win. If they've won the game, I'll put it on. But I cannot wear it during a game.
So you were in the it was a red and white stripe game.
I was
right?
like right on the corner of us, so I kind of had both. I was red and white, so it worked out well. Okay. I wasn't like sticking out in that regard.
It's fine.
I'm not wearing it during a game the rest of the year. I wear it only after they've won as a celebration. That's it.
I look forward.
Statement made.
I already looked forward to the game. I go, okay, when is this? Tuesday. It's on Peacock.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's another great game going on simultaneously, so you can't flip back and forth.
Yeah, this has been Tuesday has been like all about Peacock. Like
it's on
Peacock? At least since January, basically, for conference games.
Anyway, Minnesota, Bill, what you missed, and I wonder what your dad would say. I wonder what Jake would say. I thought, now I like watching it at home because you're right. I see it so much better. Minnesota, I thought, just took Nebraska out of anything it wanted to do offensively in the first half. Like I said, I'm not a coach, but Ben Johnson, they were ready. I hadn't seen Nebraska struggle like that on offense very often.
What about against Michigan? They had 21 points.
Right. It's been the same.
The last four games, they've had like no points in the first half.
It seems like they figured Fred out a little bit out there.
Do you think it's because of the lack of ball handling? Is that what it is? There's something that they can't get into their offense, can't get started?
Yeah, a little bit. I think some of the actions are now, they just know they're coming. Clearly, Minnesota knew exactly what Nebraska was going to do. You know how Bryce can get open shots sometimes? They were cutting him off. It was hard to get a good shot. Second half, they did better. Nebraska got better shots in the second half.
Your last four games, here's what you scored in the first half. Ready for this?
Yes.
We're ready.
Northwestern game, you won 21 points at halftime. Penn State. 27 points. They had 50 points at halftime. Michigan, 21 points at halftime. Minnesota, 26 points at halftime.
Not bad first half.
And you pointed out the first three minutes were just really odd for Nebraska. They were trying to get to Braxton Mia. They were saying, we want to get it inside. And guess what? He got fouled three times and made one of six free throws.
That got him off.
He missed his first five. He was 0 for 5.
It was so you asked about the arena. That took a lot of juice out of the arena.
That would. Yeah.
11 for 20 at the line in a 2-point loss tells a lot about how this game went. You had opportunities to get free throws, and you missed 9. And Braxton missed 5 in the first 2 minutes of the game.
And
clank. Clank.
And Brennan Rigsby tells you a lot, too. I mean, he was huge in the first half, quieter in the second half, but then hits the huge shot. He hadn't. Like I said, Bill, 4.9 points a game coming in. He was only hitting 29% from the three-point line.
This hurts even more, Sip. On that, Brennan Rigsby, again, 20 points in the game, game-winning three. The previous four games, he had a combined 3 points and it was in the game before. He scored 0 points against Penn State in 3 minutes of play. USC, 1 minute, no points. Nice. Illinois, 22 minutes, no points.
He just came out firing.
That's he had been horrible.
The head coach has to be like going, that's fun, wasn't it?
He's going like, Rigsby.
Imagine they're over in the graduate that for breakfast that morning going, hey, if you can get 20, That really help us. Well, Coach, I'm only getting like about 1 point a game right now. So I know, but if you can get 20, that would help us a lot.
It's like Ulis going for 20 points. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Can you imagine? That's what it's like. It really is.
Like it would be. It would be like that.
Guys all said, hey, Ulis got 26 tonight. Well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, all of a sudden this guy named Rigsby was firing away in the first half.
And he hit the game winner.
Yep.
But still, this goes back to also, I mean, this has been a flaw for the whole season. But Nebraska does not have a great point guard. Raleigh Wooster did not start this game. He played 10 minutes. Aaron Ulis played a minute 50. That's all he played. Sam Hoiberg has become your starting point guard, and I love Sam, but Sam is, and he had, you know, two buckets, but he's never really a threat to score. And when he goes in the lane, it is the same thing. He's trying to dish out to somebody. He's not looking to score. So you just don't really have right now effective point guard play. And that's a big reason why you're not getting easy buckets and why you're not scoring many points in these games.
That's a hard fix, too. That's not one where you kind of say, no. Well, yeah, listen, we'll get a good practice on Monday. We'll get that squared away. No, that's a hard fix.
Yeah, Raleigh's kind of gone away. They weren't getting anything easy inside again. Burke, since he's come back, is 1-for-16.
And his one shot was a tip in yesterday, the other day.
He's 1-for-16.
He tipped in a miss. That was it.
1-for-16 since he's been back. They got issues.
Andrew Morgan's lost his confidence. He's not the same guy he was before. He missed a couple big free throws also in this game in the comeback.
They defend well inside. It's the Big Ten. The Big Ten. It's just they defend well inside. Don't you say that about just about every team? They defend well inside.
Isn't it crazy that you said the records are identical? And then it's like that's a quad three loss, and Minnesota has no chance of making the tournament. But their record in the Big Ten is the same. Nebraska doesn't have a bunch of non-conference big wins.
I know.
They got Creighton. That was big. That's really it.
That's kind of it. But that's kind of odd that a game from November is what separates some.
Yeah, the whole quad thing is weird. You're right. The records are not that. I mean, the same in conference play. They have two more wins in general than Minnesota. That's a quad three loss. And Nebraska would be a quad one loss for teams.
The conference is really bunched up. I don't see a big difference between Minnesota and Nebraska.
So right now, the only team that appears to be awful is one team.
Washington.
Washington is pretty much clinched that they're going to miss the tournament.
Yeah, they're out.
Because you can't say Penn State's awful.
No, I watched Penn State against Indiana the other day, and they were leading with like 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, you can't say they're awful. You can't say.
They lead the league in steals.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like,
they have the big. They have that guy you like.
So give us the bottom, Jake.
Well, so I mentioned before the show that USC now, that loss has become a quad three loss, too. They've lost five straight games. So that's why that's become quad three. They have fallen apart. They have fallen apart.
But they're not bad.
Your bottom, Washington is pretty much assured that they will not make the tournament. They're 4-14. They've lost four straight. They're going to be in the bottom three. Penn State is 5-14. Right now they're second to last. Again, a team that could win games if they made the Big Ten tournament.
How much were they leading Nebraska by? They're up by 23.
By 23 at one point, yes. And right now, it's between, you know, if Iowa or USC don't win a game, one of those two teams would be the last one to miss out.
See, you saw
USC. They're 6-12.
You saw USC here. They were good. They were a good team. When they took the court, I thought, wait a second, I didn't think they're very good.
If Nebraska had won on Saturday, they would not be bottom, no chance at bottom three. And they would obviously still have a great chance of making the dance. And so that's how damaging that loss was at home. You still could miss the Big Ten tournament. You could be 16th in the league still.
What does Dannon say at that point to Fred?
We'll have that conversation later in the show.
Now, the one thing I want to add, and I'm not going to go too far down the road on this. I'm not going on a tangent. But I do not understand why you don't have all of the teams in the Big Ten tournament. It seems a little random to me that three don't make it.
I'm with you.
Why? What? Because there's not enough money.
Yeah, just start the tournament like Sunday afternoon or something.
Yeah.
Let them all play a couple play-in games. Let them play.
The Penn State coach has been he's ripped the conference. I mean, ripped it. Like what are we doing type thing? Why are we keeping three teams out? Then when you think about it, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let them play.
It makes no sense.
Huskers fall 67-65. Postseason is looking bleak right now, at least the tournament. NIT is certainly in play. Wonderful. Love the NIT.
We do have the NIT.
We have someone to talk to.
Yes. Gary Templeton.
Former shortstop for the Cardinals will talk to us about
it. When we come back, brief update on the combine. Next, an early break on the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.